Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Anne?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is. I walked away from the phone. I don't know if I missed you telling me something.
No. I just said you're intro.
Oh, I was not at the phone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it is Thursday, October 27th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Michael Kohlberg, and I'm a psychotherapist in Hudson, New York, and in New York City. Today I'm in Hudson, New York, where it is snowing.
Wow. Snow? No. It's raining here in New York. I'm Ann Ortley, and I'm at my bright red desk, back from my gallivants all over California. So we're back. Yay. And we have a new moon in Scorpio this week on Sunday, and we also have the sun in Scorpio, so we're officially Scorpio's talking in Scorpio's time. And I can't believe it's snowing in Hudson.
Yep.
Wow, very much, or just the flaky light stuff that doesn't stick?
I mean, it's coming down. I don't know that it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm. Is it melting on the roads?
I'm not looking at the road.
Okay, you're looking at the backyard.
I've given up looking on the road. They seem to lead nowhere.
The roads lead nowhere.
And everybody's in a rush.
And this is true. So we had a little technical difficulty last week. But, you know, we're moving along. I'm back at my bright red desk. Although this morning when I came in, the modem was dead. So I'm like, you're kidding me, really? So that's why we were a little kind of backed up against the time of the British lady saying go. Time for our jump. And I'm like, okay, I got to turn on the modem again. So it's Scorpio. We're done with the debates. We are moving into election season rapidly. We are all in the fixed part of fall, which is official, and we have Halloween, which marks the middle piece in a couple of days. It's called the cross-quarter date. It's also called Samhain or Samhain. Some people call it Hein, some Hem, S-A-M-H-A or H-E-I-M. And it's the Celtic New Year. It's the day when the veils between the earth and the other worlds are the thinnest. So it's always a good time to talk to your dead relatives or your dead friends. Because they're, you know, the curtains narrow. And, of course, all
when
Halloween.
When is that?
That's Halloween.
Oh.
A lot of the Christian holidays were built on the pagan holidays. So it's the halfway mark of fall. You know, we're halfway into winter on the first. And then we have the new moon this year. At 7 degrees Scorpio this weekend. So we're, you know.
My birthday.
I know. So it's a big thing. So should we sing happy birthday? I think we should. Everybody with me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you. Now, you're hearing the chorus of all the other people out there singing to you, but my voice was the only one audible.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what are you going to do for your birthday?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're going to be in Hudson? You're going to be in
New York? No, we're going to go back tomorrow.
Okay.
Rachel's arriving back from Minneapolis where she has closed up her life.
Wow.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So this is a whole new life for her too, new moon. Yeah.
Not quite yet, but yeah.
Well, it will be. The new moon is this weekend. So.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't move into her apartment for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
What's she going to do for work? Does she
I don't know.
Is she going to, is there a Nordstrom? Oh, I know there's Nordstrom's in New Jersey.
I think she is perhaps done with that.
Okay.
But she's looking.
She's looking. Wow. Well, major changes. Whole new chapter.
It's a hard parenting thing. She's applying to many, many jobs, really good jobs, mm-hmm. totally appropriate jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her resume, and her resume in no way reflects who she is. So that's a whole different skill. And I tried to help her with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I now have only 9 fingers, so.
Right.
So, She did express interest in being in touch with the person who helped me with mine a long time ago, and she was willing to look at mine.
Okay.
So it just makes action-packed, because Rachel has a huge number of skills that have impressed a lot of people since she's been back here, and she will get something. It's just a question of, which I understand her, from her perspective, is dizzyingly confusing to both tell her she has to focus on getting a job and stop her from taking several jobs have come her way because they don't. She'd be too underemployed and busy.
So it's good.
It works. I mean,
yeah,
it just is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be 28, so that's Saturn return, right?
That is Saturn return, yeah. In fact, her Saturn return is in December. I had looked, I think, at some point with her, because I know she's the same as my assistants. They all have their Saturn return. Well, one had it already. The other one's having it now. Has it this fall. And Rachel, I believe, is this fall, too. So I think it's in December. I feel like it's December 10th. Not that, don't hold me to that, but that's like a memory of a date.
Jean's birthday is the 11th.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That would make sense because he's one of her Saturns. Because it's going to be near his birthday. The degree of her Saturn will be near his, because it'll be on, you know, when it's on that day, it's that degree on his birthday. So a lot of times families, you know, the dates of the, you know, there's like a sensitive degree. So that would be Jean's degree, and he's her dad. So, I mean, you are too, but you would be in the Scorpio category of the dads. Yeah, so December 10th is a big one. So it's, I didn't realize it was his birthday. Happy birthday, Jean. Saturn Sag says, okay, and the Sag kids do have a lot of talents. I mean, I have two assistants with Saturn and Sag, and they're multi-talented. The hard part is self-promotion, interestingly,
yep,
and focus. Because they have so many different skills, and our culture really doesn't know what to do with many skilled people. It kind of wants to put us in a little box. And so the mutable signs Saturns generally have many skills. Mutable signs in general do, because they're able to kind of gather data from all over and put it together. That's why they're mutable. They're full of they're able to deal with the constant changing things. So the kids with Saturn and Sag have a very strong, very strong skill set, but difficulty in explaining what it is. And because people want to focus us in one little pile or one little box, they see, oh, you knew that. Okay, you can do this, leaving out all the other stuff. So it's an interesting group of babies because they follow the Scorpios, which is why we started the show. The Saturn and Scorpio kids were having their Saturn returns and kind of rolling around on the ground, trying to figure out what to do with it. And thus, now we're into Sages. So you lost a finger with the Sag one, huh?
She gave it back.
I know, that's good. But she bit it off. It's as appropriate. That's the other part. They do have mouths on them, those Sages. You know where you stand. And if they open a conversation with, do you want me to know tell you what I think? You have to go, no. Because they totally will tell you what they think, whether you want to know it or not. Diplomacy is, it's not a natural skill. But they learn, it is learnable. They learn to ask. Do you want me to tell you what I think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, she's highly strategic, highly. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But she's a Libra.
Yeah, she's a Libra son. That's the diplomatic part of her.
And Jean is my experience in Sages, and I've watched a bunch, and my observation is that they use the truth like a condiment.
Yes, that's true. Depending on how much ketchup they want.
So. Nothing's ever exactly false.
Right. Well, there's variations of truth. They look, you know, because it is the opposite of Gemini, which is not always telling the truth. Sages tell the truth, but they might not tell the whole truth.
Right, because they forget the parts that might lead you in a direction where you have an opinion that differs from where they want you to be.
Right, because it is a teaching sign, so they want to teach you the proper way to think.
And that goes over really well between the two of us.
Yes. Yeah, so it's good. Yeah, so okay, so this is a whole new life for her. Well, she's also having, as a Libra, she's having Jupiter in her first, on her Libra sun, so this starts a new 12-year cycle for her. Her ego expression, too. So it's a very big, big year of change for Miss Rachel.
I mean, Jean used to say things like, oh, you always think you're right. And I go, no, I mean, the striking thing is I always think I'm wrong, and it turns out I was right. So that's the interplay between the signs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have a wonderful dialogue. And under that, everything under the sun is covered.
It was either that or invest in wind chimes.
Right. What would wind chimes do for you?
Keep the neighbors up.
I can remember this woman came to me. Her boss had a huge wind chime, like it was really noisy, like a big, big one out on Fire Island in the Pines. And she was like, okay, so my boss wants to know, you know, you can find lost things. What happened to the wind chime? And I cast a chart. I said, it's in the ocean. Some neighbor picked it up and threw it into the ocean. It's gone. You're not getting it back. It had a watery death, you know, and I could just see, you know, because she goes, well, it was this beautiful wind chime. It was really expensive. I said, yeah, but it was annoying the shit out of some neighbor. It is officially gone. It ain't coming back. So, and wind chimes do annoy neighbors, you know. Actually, they annoy my cat, too. He takes off whenever they go. I used to have a nice one in the kitchen, which when I play it, he won't eat because it makes noise when he's in there and he runs away. So he's sensitive to noise. So how are you? How was last week? How were the debates? Did you watch them or read about them?
I read.
You read?
Mm-hmm. I read. I didn't watch it all.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that it took my loved ones a recordly short time to join me.
In not watching it?
Yes. Because they have to make a stand that how about how important it is to watch them, whereas I go, I don't think I'm missing anything if I delay and then read four accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But they all kind of walked away. They said it was a little boring.
Yeah.
And the thing that I've been quite ill all week, so we got here, and on the way I got sick, and then I've been sicker than I've been in years.
What's the matter?
I'm not sure. It's lungy, kind of flu-y.
Lungy, coffee, flu-y. Yeah.
Yeah. I can talk today.
Wow.
So
you've been sleeping?
Yes, I've been trying to. Mm-hmm. I've been like four days in bed, out.
Wow.
It's like they're gone.
Wow.
And then when this started last Friday, so it's almost a week. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my experience is limited. But what I have heard is that it's not my experience. I mean, it makes sense when I tune into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard it from a few people that they're noticing how quiet it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be right now.
Mm-hmm.
This amount of time before an election, it should be noisier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is that your experience?
Yeah, well, I'm also re-entering, you know, with reluctance, going, I need a vacation from my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, quieter would be right, you know. People, I think there's an element of there's too much, so people are kind of turning off. We had a little turnout. We usually get a decent-sized group for Tuesday. Not very many people came. And that's okay, you know, it ebbs and flows, but usually there's more. And so there's a silence. Also, Mercury's in Scorpio now, and Scorpio is silent. It observes. It doesn't necessarily talk. It feels. It doesn't necessarily express. So there's very little air in the sky right now. So when there's no air, the noise drops, as opposed to when there's lots of air and then there's, like, constant chatter. But it's definitely fluidy. And watery, you know, but not talky. So, yeah, I would agree with that. And I think also because there is so little air, people are really retreative. It's not like go outside. I mean, I was the last couple days have been overcast and gray, and my foot's been a little achy. And lung stuff is big because there is no air. A lot of lung people with coffee things. So. You included, yeah. And it's a, you know, there's like a flu lung thing that's running around too, which I haven't, a couple people I know have it. I don't think I have it, but I think it's just out there.
That's what I got.
Huh? That's what you got? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it like wipes you out and you go to bed.
Yeah.
And then you cough for about 6 weeks, so just know. If you got that one, it's a long, slow cough. It's been moving up from Florida. My dad and my stepmother had it. So. And it's a thrombus cough, you know, like deep down in your thorax.
Yeah.
Thoracic cough, I should say, not thrombus. Thrombus is blood. Thoracic cough. It's deep in your lung cavity.
And no fever.
No fever. Just a cough. Yeah. No. No boogers either. No nose stuff. Nothing running. Just.
Oh, I have a lot of running.
You have a lot of running.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you got something else. But you've also had a lot of stuff going on. So this is your time. You've been on point for the last month and a half, so this may also be your body catching up with its collapse time.
Yes, it is.
Because a lot of times your Scorpios focus and hold, you know, high attention, and then once the major crisis is over and we're in, back into regular mode or whatever regular is, they can relax and get sick.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, my concern for everybody...
Mm-hmm.
Concern's the wrong word, but the thing I pay attention to is if people are kind of being a little bit quiet,
mm-hmm.
because it's their version of what I've said about why watch the debates if you're being harmed by them.
Mm-hmm.
There are faster and more efficient ways to educate yourself about what you need to know that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Like, just, you know, pull back. There's no reason to be hypervigilant. But if you're holding back, thinking that you can hold your breath and this will all be over in another couple weeks, I think it's going to get much worse.
Mm-hmm.
The image that came to me yesterday is if Trump is a faucet,
mm-hmm.
there's this liquid that needs to move,
mm-hmm.
and his mouth is big enough to create enough of flow so that it's kept subdued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his mouth will become irrelevant after the election. He's mm-hmm. irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
The story will now move to the toxicity that he generated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a more compelling story. Like, they're having, like, what else could they find to make him relevant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will go into back burner. And instead, if they want to keep this up, it'll be all of the different manifestations of that toxic energy that has been stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something that people need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Like, how do you want to represent yourself at a time when there's a lot of shit flying?
Yeah.
And just because it flies doesn't mean it's going anywhere. You know, just alternately, I was directed to pay attention to Occupy Wall Street a few years mm-hmm. ago, which I was quite excited about.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then it just went away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, I guess, that all this toxic energy could go away.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think it goes away. I think it shifts into something else.
To what?
I don't know. It's it shifts into something very fast and passionate. We're shifting in Saturn and fire is going to trine Uranus and fire from January through the end of July. So this is the setup for that. And... those two planets, you know, one is the structure and one is the collapse of the structure, but they're in a cooperative fire aspect, meaning very fast moving and very explosive, but also igniting things. You know, it'll be igniting. So it may be an Occupy Wall Street back. It may be that the Indian reservation thing is starting to get some traction. Because we've had some movie stars out there who've gotten arrested in strip search. That's Shailene Woody,
mm-hmm.
and the reporter Amy Goodman, both arrested and one threatened with 45 years in jail for felony trespassing or something. And, you know, it's not being covered by the mainstream media, but now it's being picked up by the movie stars, which means, of course, TMZ's in on it, especially because of the strip search of Shailene. And so it's maybe going to start hitting the collective culture. So it'll be interesting to see if it migrates from the angry Donald, you know, because what's t- to my mind, what's happened is Donald has stayed feeding his folks because he's stayed in the news. Bernie's disappeared, but Bernie's people didn't. And so I'm kind of hoping, you know, that one of the ways that this shows up is those folks who were incited and excited by him, because he was activating the other side of the energy, you know, like why isn't it better? Why aren't we taking this energy and doing something with it? That energy amplifies a bit more and comes back in. As we now go, okay, we've done this. So this is the election is finished, but the core issues are still there, because we're also seeing with Sagittarius as insurance companies. So the big news the last couple of days has been the Obamacare premium rates going up so high, and one of the issues was that they did leave Obamacare largely in the hands of the insurance companies. And I know when I got my notice that my rates were going to go up a couple months ago from the state, I wrote a letter about why I didn't think Blue Cross Blue Shield should get a premium increase, because what the crap I'd been going through with them with my foot. But, you know, it also is like, okay, so this, we need to fix this. You know, these are outstanding issues that need to be readdressed. So Saturn trine Uranus says this needs to be changed now, whereas this whole year that we've had this debate and we've been having them fighting. So now it's like, okay, let's change this stuff. What are we going to do about it? And I'd be interested to see if the pressure, you know, the toxic pressure that the Trump group let out, on the other side, there's the optimistic pressure that went away, the same Occupy Wall Street people, or the people that said we need to change the structure of the system and get a better vision of what we want to do. So I'm going to be curious to see how it lays out.
Well, so the way that I would take that apart,
mm-hmm.
just on a fundamental level,
mm-hmm.
is you have a whole bunch of people who are noticing that things aren't fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in, it's so hard for me to not be judgmental. Forgive me, everybody. I don't feel well. I think I'll be judgmental. So you've got people.
You're harnessing your inner Sag. Okay, go
ahead.
So
you've got people who,
I lose you?
No, okay. But I'm thinking about what I might get away with.
I'm
going to try
to. Go for it. The people that listen to this show love it when you go for it, Michael.
So people who've had fewer lifetimes,
mm-hmm.
people who are more primitive,
mm-hmm.
People who, shall we say, have lower bardo.
Mm-hmm.
When something's not fair, they're only happy
if the other guy loses it.
Right. So fair isn't a relative concept to them. It means that they're not getting theirs, and they're gonna and they have no problem if it's unfair in the other direction.
Right.
Right. So that's that, and that just sustains things that need to go bye bye. It's not working. It can't work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like we've had historically 100 billion examples of why it can't work. It doesn't. Right.
Well, it works for a while and then it collapses.
Well, it runs out of energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it can't sustain itself indefinitely. And it certainly isn't a structure that is going to get us to naturally focus on the things we're supposed to focus on, like how do we not burn up? How do we not lose half of the planet's population, animal and species population? How do we feed ourselves when we have plenty? How do we allocate natural resources? I mean, all of the things that we should be paying attention to as we move forward, and now that we have the capacity to have thought reflected back so we can instantly share movement and insight and invention via the internet with each other. Instead, that technology is being used to hack uninteresting information and frame it in ways that harm each other.
Right.
But it's all stupid anyway. Who cares? So we got bigger issues, and we're going to find out what they are very quickly, because it's not going to be about the news cycle. It's going to be about unoccupiable pieces of real estate on the planet,
mm-hmm.
either through war or through natural occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, we got them, right? All they want to make sure is that they got their part, and they're going to protect it, and no one's going to take it from them.
Right.
But they have no interest in what size that part is.
Mm-hmm.
They have an interest in comfort, and the comfort is licking a wound that they have as though they're entitled to something that they're not getting. Mm-hmm. And that's been stoked mightily by Trump.
Yes, totally.
Okay. And on the other side, we have this group of people who we have to pay attention in the right way. We really do need to open things up so that everybody has an equal chance.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm noticing, and this is not all-encompassing by a long shot, but the danger there is it's in the older group, it's a little bit tied to that old Esalen energy about, hey, I should just be able to do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and that's not what it means.
Right, right, right.
Because there's
I'm going to focus on it and manifest it, yeah.
Yeah, because there's no congruence to that. It's whatever feels good in the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's another, in the younger group, and there's sure a lot of them running around Manhattan. It's an astonishingly unbridled version of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm entitled to get what I feel like.
Right.
At all times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's showing up, you know, with all of the articles that one reads about millennials in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
About the way that they approach problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, because I see a number of people in my practice, and it's interesting because it's a version that's a generation down the pikes from the last time I experienced a lot of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time was there were a group of gay men who are now maybe around 50,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there. They were the generation after the group who had really created and chiseled out a lot of rights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they had done a lot of work to create a lot of rights, and then a group of people came up behind them, and their generational job was really to secure those rights so that it wasn't a question anymore, so that this is just how things are.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality that group of people needed in spades in order to accomplish what their generational job is was entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
We are entitled to these rights.
Right.
Well, that puts them at odds, number one, with reality,
because
mm-hmm. reality showing up as, look, you know, I'm happy for you, but here's what actually is happening over here. And that created a lot of people, like footstep stomping. That was one of my favorite things. There used to be a lot of foot stomping mm-hmm. in the grocery line if they had to wait for more than one person or something. So anyway, so that was kind of my first view of that stuff years ago. And it's very hard to work with that population to overcome that. And
well, you're not supposed to overcome it. Their job is to
well, but you overcome it in your personal life. Like
yeah.
you can't it doesn't work to have a happy life if you feel entitled.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
I mean, they're always a little unhappy because they don't get what they want.
Right.
Yes.
So with the whole millennial thing, what I've been trying to do in my practice is go, why don't you just try to see what there is here
mm-hmm.
and see whether it attracts you
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, well, yes, I like that, and like I want that, and I don't like how much they're charging for it, so therefore I'm entitled to get it for less.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And no, you're not. You know, it's mm-hmm. that's not the case. So that's going to be a jump. So
yeah.
On both ends, there's a lack of agreement about what's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both kind of still ego-driven.
Yes,
like
totally.
It's about what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So the next bit is, can we jump to we get that things need to be more fair,
mm-hmm.
more equal.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason they do is because everybody needs an equal chance to be able to come forward with their unique gift and share it with the whole.
Right.
That's the purpose.
Right.
So that we secure our well-being and switch directions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the Barbara Marx Hubbard stuff. And she said, you know, a long time ago, she said, that's the point of this time. And
right.
Way before this time started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I think I'm guardedly optimistic.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and it, if not, you know, more clients. You know, you get more clients, I get more clients. How come my life isn't working? Well, you know, what's the plan? Because the Libra piece, the millennial piece, and you know, you see it with Rachel, and I see it with my two assistants. It, you know, part of the thing is, one time Rose was doing some play, and this guy goes, "Oh, you're just a millennial," and she was like, "What was that about?" But she's very clear what she wants to work on, and if she doesn't want to work on something, she just doesn't work on it. You know, and you kind of go, "Well, you know, that's part of the gig."
Right.
And but no, as far as
no awareness of that.
Huh?
There's just no awareness.
Yeah, there's no awareness of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a. A startling thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like, why would I have to do that? Well, because that's part of what you have to do.
It's like finding yourself on the Bhutan death march and go, well, I like the sunshine, I like the exercise, but I don't really like walking, so I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, not exactly.
But that's always the fun part, because what you do when you have that dialogue with them is you learn stuff, because you see it, the world in a new way, because they see the world in a very different way. Because they really do.
Well,
you know.
All right, so we have to hang up. But the
we do, yeah.
But the thing I would say about that,
mm-hmm.
is go sit next to me. Let's look at this. Right. Here's the job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you like this part and this part.
Mm-hmm.
I need this part done.
Right.
Any
mm-hmm.
suggestions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, can you take responsibility for subcontracting it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you're subcontracting it, whatever percentage of the salary offered for this job,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing, so that's what your budget is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, like, I'm open to suggestions,
uh-huh.
but this
uh-huh.
is what I need done.
Right, 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 yeah. Uh-huh. You got it. And then how do they get there?
Well, are you interested in collaborating with me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you don't need to be. I can figure this out myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it would be good if we did it together, because we're a team.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly it. And also, and or finding things that incent, doing things you don't want to do. That's the other way to do it.
Yeah.
But you have to figure out what they want, what the incent is. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
All righty.
All right, darling. Well, big hugs.
And to you.
And I hope you feel better. Go back
Thank
to bed.
You. No, I got stuff I have to do.
You got stuff you got to do. Okay.
And the snow is accumulating.
It is. Okay. On
right.
the leaves? Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well.
All right.
Well, it's raining here in New York with umbrella rain. So, you know, that's, I guess, good, because it means it's not snowing here. I would be very freaked out if it snowed in October. But,
yeah.
You know, whatever. All right, darling. Lots of love.
All right.
Big hugs. Bye.
Bye.